Welcome to the Clubhouse with Shane Bacon, brought to you by TOff.com. I am your host, Shane Bacon, and woo, I just got back from kind of a whirlwind of a couple of weeks. I was in Long Island doing some stuff at Shinnecock Hills and some of the golf courses around that area, and there's going to be some videos that come out that I think you're really, really going to enjoy prior to the U.S. Open. Then I was down in Dallas doing some stuff there at the Byron Nelson at Trinity Forest. That place is unbelievable. And then back up to Long Island for this kind of whirlwind of a golf trip. Got a chance to play Shinnecock for Media Day alongside a lot of my Fox colleagues. And, you know, got to kind of take in the golf course that we're going to be at for the week hosting the U.S. Open. I'm really, really excited about it. And then got a chance to play some bucket list golf courses on the back end of that trip. And I'll give you a report on that next week on the Clubhouse. I'm going to have Joe Buck jump on. We're just going to chat about Shinnecock, initial thoughts, preview it a bit, get ready for it. And then here we go. U.S. Women's Opens next week. Following that, it goes Curtis Cup at Quaker Ridge, and then the week after that is the U.S. Open. So we kind of go boom, 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 3 weeks in a row, back to back to back here for the USGA as the 2018 season gets on. And as you guys know, summer is here. The weather's heating up, and that means one thing. It's back to summer season, and I bet you don't even know that was a thing. Well, it is, and that means your business of vacation begins. You're now filling up that schedule with trips and summer camps, activities. If you expect to make the most out of these outings, you're going to need the gear that can keep up with you, and that's why I recommend Ogio Backpacks. Ogio makes backpacks for all the things that you'll need with you this summer. Even better is that Ogio bags are durable, and they'll last you for a lot more summers than this one. I've been using my Renegade Ogio bag, I think, now for a year and a half. Looks brand new, feels brand new. I do not leave my house without it. And make sure you make the best out of your summer with an Ogio backpack. And special for the Clubhouse listeners, you can celebrate back to summer with Ogio. And you can save 25% if you use the promo code Clubhouse. Just Clubhouse, Ogio, the world's best bags. And before we transition into the USGA, I wanted to have my friend Patrick Koenig on. You may have seen him on Instagram before. You may have heard of what he's doing. But basically, this is a guy in his 30s who decided, I'm going to spend 2018 traveling the world in an RV, and he calls it the RGV Tour, and basically he's playing golf every day. He might be playing 18, he might be playing 36. He's knocking out all these states, all these golf courses. He's playing with random people that reach out to him on social media, fans of his, friends of his, other golfers, golf nuts, and it's a pretty incredible story as we get near June. I mean, he's been doing it since the start of the season. I got a chance to play with him in Phoenix. I had him out at Phoenix Country Club. And he gave me a quote-unquote tour of the RV. It's not a huge RV. It was just more, he does that more as fun. There's a guest book you can sign. And this is, you know, again, it's kind of a bucket list type of thing. Hey, why don't I spend a year playing golf and not really working? And that's what he's doing. But he is working because he's taking pictures and he's chronicling the whole thing. And it's, you know, it's, again, I just love the story. He's doing it for charity. He's donating a lot of the money for the First Tee of Seattle. So, anyway, I just thought it was worth having him on to have a chat about why he's doing this, how he got going with it, why he started it, and I think the conversation went really well. So, you know, enjoy this conversation. After this, it'll be very, very golf-heavy in the sense of golf happening on your televisions. We're going to have some U.S. Open previews. I've got a big-name player headed on before the U.S. Open. I'm going to have the head pro of Shinnecock Hills on over the next few weeks. So we've got some golf-heavy guests, but this one's supposed to be a little bit more fun, so I hope you enjoy it. And before we get to it, I just wanted to give you a word from our sponsor, TOff.com. Trinity Forest isn't the only must-play links track in the Dallas metro area. The Tribute at the Colony is a Trip Davis design that's definitely worth a look, and you won't need a member to do so. In fact, you can book a tee time at the Tribute, at the Colony, and thousands of other great golf courses across the country on TOff.com by the PGA Tour, the official tee time reservation site for the PGA Tour, and you can do so without booking fees. That's right, no booking fees, every course, every tee time. Plus, as a valued listener of this here Clubhouse podcast, you'll get to save an additional 25% on deal times with the single-use promo code TOffBacon. No spaces, TOffBacon. That is TOff.com. Use TOffBacon. You'll save 25%. Here we go. And we welcome into the Clubhouse a friend of mine, but more importantly, somebody that I think by the end of this conversation, you'll be a fan of, Patrick Koenig, who is doing something he's calling the RGV Tour. And you'll understand what that is by the end of this. So you can follow him on Instagram. It's at PK Koenig, which is K-O-E-N-I-G. You can follow along pjkoenig.com. And Patrick, first things first, I could explain to people what you're doing, but I think it's best served if you just give us a layout from 10,000 feet above of what the heck you're doing in 2018.
Yeah, Shane. Well, first off, thanks for having me in the clubhouse. It's a pleasure to be here. And yeah, this 2018 is a big year for me. And so it's been kind of a project in the making for, man, probably 10 years was the first time that I said, man, you could just drive around the country in an RV and play golf every day if you wanted to. And obviously there are things that prevent a normal person from doing that. But one by one, I kind of chipped away at those. And this was the year I said, let's go for it. And so I purchased myself a recreational vehicle and turned it into a recreational golf vehicle and established something called the RGV Tour. And the main goal of it is to raise money for the first tee of Greater Seattle. So I'm driving around the country, playing golf, and meeting up with anybody that wants to fill out a stop request on my website can do so. And so I'm meeting a lot of cool people, a lot of generous people, and then playing some amazing golf courses along the way. The goal is to do it for an entire year and play the lower 48 states, do them all in 1 year. And I'm in Florida now, and we're 16 states in. I think we got 126 golf courses under our belt and over 250 RGV Tour players. So that's a high-level overview of what's going on out here on the tour.
I mean, like, the first question I think people would ask, because, again, you said it, I mean, 10 years in the making, hey, sure, every golfer wants to jump in an RV and drive around and play golf. But, I mean, you had a job, you got to pay for stuff. Was it a hiatus from work? What were you doing before this? And I know you're a married man. I mean, is the wife like, really, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, so it is kind of a hiatus. I did put aside some savings, and we're dipping into a little bit of the savings for, you can imagine the gas budget is substantial for the course of the year. But it's something that I want to do, and you only live once, and I'm not getting any younger, and my golf game's still pretty good that I can take on some of these courses and shoot a good number out there. But, you know, most importantly, my wife is very supportive. I mean, that's the number one question that people, I tell them what I'm doing, and they're like, and you have a wife? How does she let you do this? Well, it's because she's amazing. She's awesome. So I've supported her in some of the things she's done. She's actually an outdoor sea kayak guide up in the San Juan Islands. She works for a company called Outdoor Odysseys, and they take tours around the islands amongst the orca whales out there, and she loves it. She was in HR before that, and I encouraged her to pursue her dream, and then she returned the favor when this idea became more of a reality.
You mentioned a bit about what you've done thus far already, you know, as we kind of inch closer and closer to the middle of the summer. It's crazy just even to hear the numbers. I was lucky enough to be a member of the RGB Tour when you came through Phoenix. But you...
Indeed.
You, the idea is great. The execution is a completely different thing. I mean, how much planning went into this? Did you have kind of a lay of the land and then it was, you know, kind of play it by ear after that? How much time did you spend planning out the 12 months that is 2018?
Yeah, that's a good question, Shane. First off, though, we do have to mention that on the awards page, you are currently listed as the best-looking RGV Tour player for your stop there in Phoenix.
That sounds like a lie.
Quite the honor.
That sounds like you made that up. That's not that's a lie, but I appreciate it.
The votes are in, and it's official. But yeah, the planning is tough because. So what I did is I put out all 48 states and say, here are the courses that I would ideally like to play. And then I pretty much set aside a week or so for each state. And then I opened it up to people that wanted to play with me. And a lot of people reached out and offered me to play some really great courses. And so that's kind of a priority, is to meet up with the players and meet the people that are interested in the RGV Tour and want to be a part of it. And so as I get into states, I'm kind of planning 2 weeks out, but I mean, every day I wake up and I'm planning a never-ending golf trip because as soon as you play one round, you gotta book another tee time. And so, I mean, about 4 months in, and it's a little bit of a grind, but it's stuff that I love to do. We're playing great golf courses and meeting interesting people. So it's certainly a lot of work when I look at everything that I'm putting together. I've got a podcast that I do as well, and then all the golf photography and social media. So at times it can be a bit much, but hey, it's a great problem to have.
Yeah, I mean, you're a golf nut. I got the opportunity to play golf with you in Scotland last year on a trip that was organized by Ashley Mayo and some of her friends, and we met up and got to play some amazing golf courses over there. And I'd say the first thing that I thought after meeting you in person was, one, the personality is what you see in the pictures and stuff. I mean, you have a lot of fun with it. And two is you love golf. I mean, you love golf more than most people I've ever met in my life. I just played 5 straight days of golf, and I'm putting the spikes away for a couple of weeks. I mean, I don't want to play golf right now after 5 days in a row. Are you still loving going out and playing? Have you had days where you're like, God, this is the last thing I want to be doing?
Yeah, I would say that my batteries drain slowly. And so over the last couple of days, I think I played 36 3 days in a row. And then I had an off day where I only played 18 yesterday at Streamsong. But it's, so there'll be days where I'll sit down and be like, oh, I've been playing a lot of golf. I'm not as fired up as I usually am. And then like 2 o'clock rolls around, I'm like, man, I could just go get a tee time like down the street and get in quick 18. And then I do. So there's not been too many days off. And man, it's just, you know what it is? It's the people and the courses that inspire me. And if it was just going to play a course I already played, that'd be great. But I've got somebody that's fired up about the RGV Tour. They're taking me to see this brand new course. I mean, there's so many great ones out here. And it's like, why would I not be fired up about this every day to meet some of these people? And it's their passion, their excitement for the tour that keeps me going every day. And so, I mean, right now I'm sitting in the, I don't know what you call it, the crow's nest at Colusa Pines, and I'm looking out over, I don't even know, maybe 9 or 18, and it looks amazing out there. I can't wait to go play. So that's literally on the agenda after this.
Well, you know, I mean, it has a little bit of a Tom Coyne, you know, a course called Ireland feel, you know, where he one of my favorite golf books out there. And, you know, he walked around Ireland basically and played golf, and friends came and he wrote about the experience. You know, you're, like you said, this is based on an experience. I mean, you're having experiences with random strangers, with people that have sent you messages on Instagram, with golf people that you've known about, you know, on social media, but have never met in person. Have you had any crazy experiences with people? I mean, have you had anything where you met the person and they were either, you know, completely off the Richter scale or were unbelievable and you wanted to play golf with them the next day?
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised. I figured I'd get some nuts or some duds in there, but everybody that's reached out has been really fun to play with. I mean, there's nothing really that stands out too wild, but every day is an adventure. And I would dare you to find an RGV Tour player that's went out there and would have a bad thing to say about the tour. I mean, everybody raves how much fun it is. It just feels like you're doing something a little bit special. And, you know, afterwards, a lot of times we hit range balls off the rooftop driving range. The RGV is equipped with a rooftop driving range. And it reminds me of a story the other day. We were out at the Ledges, and a tour player by the name of Todd Murfree, we've been chatting back and forth on over email for quite some time, but he was stoked to get up there. And so we're going up and we hit some balls, and mistakenly I tried to put my foot through the sunroof on my RV and cracked it open pretty good. And right as that happened, a rainstorm started coming in. So I'm like, oh man, this isn't good. It's just going to dump rain onto my bed. And so Todd said, let's head down to Target. We headed down to the local Target and got some, I don't know, what is it, like Gorilla Glue and Super Glue. And we're up there on the roof at like, I mean, it's late, it's dark at this point. And the rain's starting to come down. We got an umbrella and we're like trying to figure out how to piece together this sunroof. And we did. We got it on there. It didn't rain quite as hard as we thought it was going to, but my bed is dry. So, I mean, stuff like that. I mean, that's just a normal day on the tour. Every day there's something cool.
And you lost the range mat on the top of the roof early on the trip. You said you had a mat on. I mean, what do you call it, a mini RV? I mean, it's not a full-length RV like a John Daly style. What is the version, if you will?
I think it's a Coachman, so it's a Class C motorhome, and it's pretty good. It's 26 feet long, so, I mean, I'm not sitting in there in the lap of luxury, but it's a pretty nice little setup, and it's small enough that I can fit it into most golf club parking lots and get it around and execute some pretty impressive 6, 7, 8 point turns and when necessary. But it's comfortable, but it's not overly done. And you'll know it if you see it. It's got a big RGV Tour logo on the side, and it's great when you know random people on Twitter will say that they saw me turning left on such and such a street, or the other day I got a message from somebody that recognized the RV and the RGV in the StreamSong parking lot. So it's good.
Yeah, you had an interesting story you told me in Phoenix about a fairly known club in the Northern California area, and you pulled into it. It was a private club. I mean, everybody that's listening to this podcast has heard of the golf course, but you pulled into the parking lot with your RV and you parked it and you got handed a card that I would say most people that come there don't get. I think maybe they expected you weren't much of a golfer.
Yeah. So it's interesting. There is a little bit, and I've never been an RV owner before, but there's a little bit of discrimination out there against RV owners, or at least, I mean, you see an RV owner and there's a stereotype associated with it, but yeah, they handed me a card on there, and it had kind of just basic rules of the club, like keep your shirt on at all times and stuff like that. And that's when I kind of looked at them, and I'd been there many times before without the RV. And I was like, what do you want me to do with this? He's like, just, you know, put it in your wallet and look at it from time to time. I'm like, okay, I'll remember to keep my shirt on. And it was just,
it was a private club saying, listen, we don't know much about you, but most people don't pull in with an RV. So you mentioned you get a lot of invites. You've had people reach out to you on social media. So what golf courses have you been invited to that you can't believe you either have played or are going to play? And is there any courses kind of on your quote-unquote bucket list that you're still waiting for someone to reach out about?
Well, I mean, it's amazing. The top-notch courses that I've been invited to play have been, since the beginning, I've been really looking forward to playing Oakmont. I got an invite to play out there, and everybody's heard of Oakmont, obviously. But, I mean, there's a myriad of top 100s that go into the RGV Tour. But we're not particular about it has to be a great golf course. We've
right.
played some great rounds at some local munis, and we even had a little one-club tournament out at Candler Park, which is a little nine-hole scruffy place outside of Atlanta, but it's got some charm, and the people out there, we had a great little tournament. It was fun. So, I mean, I'll play anywhere, but obviously everybody wants to play the great golf courses. That's obvious. So the tour will go anywhere. I mean, Colusa Pines, I'm excited for today. I did have a bit of a hiatus. I had an emergency tee time at Cypress Point while I was in Tennessee. So I had to park the RGV and jump on a plane, play Cypress Point.
Did you put one of the stickers on like the wing or anything so that it felt very RGV Tory?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think too much about it. I happily kind of jumped on that plane and said, all right, you know, get the opportunity to play Cypress too often. And I did, and it was magical.
It looked magical. I was wondering about that, actually. I think somebody even reached out to me and said they couldn't believe that you were in California. They wondered if you'd driven back up, so I'm glad to hear that. I mean, that's okay. You can leave the wheels down for a moment if you get a chance to play one of the top three. I mean, you know, will you play average 36 a day?
No, that's in the high end. So I think right now the tour is averaging about a course a day. So there'll be days we'll have couple of days off. Early on in the tour, there was a snow day. We couldn't play then because the course was snowed over, and ran into some family in Kansas City there, so there was some Easter and a little bit of time off. But those days that I take days off, I usually backfill them with a day of 36 here and there. I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep up the course a day for the course of the year, but I'm gonna try. I mean, people are out there. They want to play, and I want to play golf with them, and I don't want to let them down.
Let's take a quick break from our conversation with Patrick to remind you that Trinity Forest, which you saw last week, isn't the only must-play links track in the Dallas metro area. The Tribute at the Colony is a Trip Davis design that's definitely worth your time, worth a look, and you don't need a member to go out and play it. All you need is teeoff.com, the official tee time reservation site of the PGA Tour, and you can do that without booking fees. No booking fees, every golf course, every tee time. Plus, as a listener of this Clubhouse podcast, you get to save 25%. That's a fourth off. I'm so good at math on deal times with the single-use promo code TEEOFFBACON. That's teeoff.com. Let's get back to Patrick. Have you driven every mile in the RV? And second, do you have moments where, you know, the wife's going to come out and drive a couple days with you, you know, friends are going to come out, family's going to come out and do that type of stuff, or is it mostly just you on the road with your golf thoughts?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a mixture, and which makes it great. So my wife has came on the tour, and she joined me for Arizona, and we did New Mexico together. We did some great fun stuff in Arizona, and then New Mexico was fun, and then into Texas. And I've had maybe four or five golf buddies kind of just fly in. My buddy Chris came into Nashville, and we played a couple rounds in Nashville, and then I dropped him off at the airport. But for the most part, it's been just kind of me grinding. You don't have to drive too far. The driving doesn't really feel like a chore, because you maybe drive 2 hours, and then it's time to golf, time to meet somebody new. So it hasn't been too bad, but I think we're over, I think it's close to almost 11,000 miles now. We're nearing the furthest, actually we are, we're in the furthest point away from Seattle that I'll get down in here in Naples, and obviously Seattle's the other corner of the country. But it's been...
Yeah, I would only imagine you probably get, I would say you probably get 5 to 10 messages a day with people saying, hey, you've got to play blank. Is that something that has just continued and probably intensified as this has continued and people have gotten wind of what you're doing?
Yeah, I think it's grown. I mean, when I first did it and I put it out there, I got a bunch of requests for people that wanted to play, which was great because it kind of filled up my calendar to start off. And then people have steadily given suggestions or offered me places to play. And I love it because a lot of these places I don't necessarily know about or aren't on your radar, but these are people that are interested in what I'm doing, want to donate to the first tee and be a part of the cause. And that's what it's all about. So I can't wait to get to some of these states as I make my way up to Maine on the East Coast and back through the Midwest and meet as many people as I can. Right now I'm doing a pretty good job of meeting with most people, but as it gets more and more, it's just tough to make it to everybody, especially when I've got a week roughly in each state. But I'm doing my best.
Well, you told us about, I mentioned that you lost the driving range, quote-unquote, Matt on top. You said that you had a hole in the sunroof. What other hiccups have you had? Have you had to change tires? Have you run out of gas? Anything like that where it's been a double bogey for the trip that wasn't on the golf course?
No, it hasn't been too bad. I haven't ran out of gas, and there's been no major disasters. One of the funny things is that I don't know how to fix this thing. I've took it a couple times, but the hot water heater early on in the trip, apparently these things can smell like rotten eggs or sulfur if there's a certain thing that can grow in there. But it's only in the hot water heater thing, so I know not to mess with it because it'll just stink up the place. But my buddy Joe came on there, and for whatever reason, he decides to lean over to the sink. He's just going to take a pull of water out of the faucet and just get some mouthful of rotten eggs. It was maybe one of my favorite moments on the trip so far.
And what's the RGV Tour diet like? Are you cooking in the RV? Or you is it? I saw you mentioned you made a 14-point turn at Taco Bell the other day. Is the diet okay? Or are we getting a little nutrition?
Yeah, I mean, it's a mix. It's a mix of just, I need something now, and there's Taco Bell, which is, I'm not proud of it, but it happened.
It's okay. It's good. Listen, it's good. I hate people that say fast food's not good. It's not good for you, but fast food's good.
Right.
You know, McDonald's fries are good.
And I do. I mean, I enjoy it. I'm out there, and early on, I think Arby's was the unofficial food of the RGV Tour. That was early on, and it is unofficial. But I mean, every once in a while I head into a grocery store and stock up on stuff because we got a fridge in there, we got a freezer, and so I can fire up the stove and do some full cooking. It was great when the wife was on the tour because she's very healthy, and she'll get in there and she'll cook up some delicious healthy meal that I can't do. So we're looking forward to having her back out here. So there'll be spurts of good and bad health-wise, but, we're staying fully fed, a lot of calories to be burned on those golf courses.
All right, I'm going to ask you a tough question, but you got to answer it, okay? You have to answer this one. What's your favorite course you've played thus far on the tour? And you can't say Cypress because I know that's going to be your easy out.
Yeah, that's a good one. So the Cypress is an easy out. We won't go there. A couple of favorites, and it's maybe not necessarily based on just the merits of the course if you're going to submit it for a top 100. But I got to tell you, I loved Northwood up in Northern California. It's just a little nine-holer. It's a McKenzie, and I think it's we probably played 11, 12, maybe a little bit more dollars to play this course. And my dad came out. It was great to have my dad on the tour. It's a great little walk through the redwoods there, and some of those holes are just beautiful. It's more about the setting than necessarily a lot of the golf, but it's got a great vibe. I mean, you know, that one comes to mind. I really liked Sweden's Cove. Was another one that was top of the list. And it's, for me, it's more of kind of the personality of these courses and the quirkiness. I love the, it's a little bit different. And when you play so many golf courses, a lot of them kind of tend to run together, I think. And it's the ones that stick out that are maybe not even 18 holes. I mean, Sweden's Cove is 9, and it's fantastic as well. And then Goat Hill Park's another one that kind of I would put into that category. That was fun. The folks from AmateurGolf.com had seen my RV in the parking lot, and they were waiting around for me. And, of course, I'm the last one coming off as it's near dark. And they're like, are you the guy in the RV? You're Patrick King? And I was like, that's me. And it was great because they did a little pop-up interview that they put out on their site, and they ended up donating, and I gave them some RGV Tour swag. So, I mean, it was days like that where I was just having fun playing golf, and then at the end, you run into some other nuts of the game, and it's just really rewarding.
Yeah, I've seen that you have become a little bit of a, I'd say a kind of a mini local celebrity. I've seen you've done some interviews with some radio and some TV places as the tour's gone on. Have people continued to reach out and try to get you to come on? Because, you know, what's so cool about the story is, and we said it right when we opened, it's something everybody would love to do, but nobody does.
Yeah, it's, well, I think, you know, having done it, I would think that people, it's really kind of a fantasy idea for a lot of golfers. And then once you get into actually doing it, I'm not sure everybody would want to do this or physically could do it and have to drive to stay committed to driving, golfing, booking more golf every day, looking at golf photos, talking golf. I mean, it's literally, I was like, the other day I was walking down the fairway, I was like, man, I wonder if people do anything else besides golf or golf-related activities, because I haven't done much of it. And we'll break it up a little bit, but we're through a golf-heavy stretch right now. So, yeah.
So if people wanted to reach out to you and say, come and play my golf course, you know, I'd love to have a bite with you. What would be the best way for them to reach out to you and say that? Because you've got plenty of months left and you've got plenty of states to knock out.
Yeah, I do. So everything that goes through my website up there, pjkoenig.com, and there's a stop request on there. That's the best way to do it. We've got a really cool thing coming up here at the Dorney Club, which I haven't made too much of announcements on it yet, but it's we've got it official. So we're going to have a RGV Tour event out at the Dorney Club, and it's a two-person best ball. Only $75 to enter, and a portion of that goes to the first tee, and it's going to be awesome. So that's on the June 11th coming up here. So we'll make a more formal announcement with a link where people can go to register for that. But it's going to be, we'll probably have, I think it's capped at 50 players, somewhere around there. Might have some special guests out there, and it's going to be a great time. So events like that, hopefully we'll do a couple more of those. Those are fun when you get a larger group of people together. But just day to day, I mean, go out, fill out that stop request, and I'll respond and let you know as the tour rolls into town. We'll firm up some plans to play golf, and it'll be a part of the tour.
This sounds like it's going to be a book at some point. Do you feel like that's the case? Have you already started to kind of think about that or lay it out and maybe possibly turn this into some sort of a book? Because I feel like if you didn't, it would be almost a waste in a sense, because this would be something I'd want to read.
Yeah, I think so. And I can't tell you how many people that I meet say, you should write a book about this, or right. You should do a book. I mean, this would be, and most of those people are like, well, because I would buy that book and I would read it. And so, yeah, I think it certainly wasn't the goal. I didn't start out, I think, compared to Tom Coyne when he started, I think his goal was to do this so we could write a book about it. But I've certainly documented a lot of the stuff along the way. And there's some great stories in there. I mean, some fun people and just interesting things you hear every day on the golf course. And so I've kind of kept a record of those. And, yeah, a lot of it is about the golf photography for me as well. I love taking pictures of golf courses and kind of preserving those memories at a special time and place. And so I think, you know, maybe a combination of some stories and kind of my life with the game, and then throw some of those pictures in there, because a lot of them are pretty good. So to be determined, not official at this point in time, but certainly I'm doing a lot of field research out here right now for a potential book. Yeah.
If somebody was like, I'm not going to meet up with you, I'm not going to have time to play golf, but I do want to donate to the First Tee because I think it's a great cause. Is there a way they can do that? Have you had anybody want to reach out and find a way to do that? Is there like a PayPal or a Venmo or something like that that they could just send $20 to because they think what you're doing is awesome?
Yeah. I mean, certainly that's on the website as well. So if you click on the RGV Tour on PJKanig.com, there'll be a donate button. And we've had lots of people that do that, that maybe I missed their state and they heard about it late, but they say, hey, I want to be a part of this, and they donate. And so all of that goes to the First Tee of Greater Seattle. It's not official what sort of blowout event we're going to be having at the end, but I really want to give them one of those big fake checks and have a huge party. And it's going to be cool. I mean, I think in one of your goals in life as a person, I feel like everybody either wants to receive one of those big fake checks or give one of them.
For sure.
And since, I mean, my PGA Tour abilities or my card is really in jeopardy, I figured it's probably going to be giving one is the best option for me instead of getting one.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fairly good point. I like that. You know, you always, the big check has just been a huge part of us. I mean, it goes back to the Happy Gilmore days, and from then on, all we've wanted to do is throw four or five big checks in the back of our car and drive off. So I'm with you. I think that's a great philosophy on life. That might be the philosophy of the RGV Tour, is we are fans of the big checks, and hopefully people will maybe, you know what? Somebody should present you with one. Somebody out there, get a big check for $10 and give it to Patrick when you see him out on the tour. I think that should be, a listener needs to do that.
That would be fantastic. I would gladly, we'd make a big deal about it, and we'd love to have it. So, I mean, if that can be arranged, I would love to see it.
How many times have you thumbed through your book you have where people can sign it and make comments? Because it's got to be just filling up. I'm surprised if you're not already on book number two right now.
Yeah. So that's another big piece of the RGV Tour is the guest book. So everybody fills it out that plays around. Either I met them that day randomly on the course and we became friends, they come back and they sign the guest book. It's a little weird sometimes after a round of golf and like, and now it's time to come back to the RV and sign the guest book. But everybody does. And it's pretty good. There's some stickers in there. I think you've got a pretty big sticker in there. A couple of drawings. We had a couple of 3-4-year-olds on there that got some good, got really creative with their signatures, and it's filling up. Yeah. I mean, we're probably, at least a quarter of the way. It looks like that book is going to be just the perfect size. There's quite a few pages in there for the tour, but maybe not. As we get some of these big events, everybody will sign there, and everybody writes great stuff. No hole in ones yet though.
Golly, I know. I wanted to change it. I'm sorry.
But we did have, I did hole out from 160 the other day, which was for par, because I shanked my tee shot out of bounds, which I think actually makes it a little more awesome.
For
I'm
sure.
Not sure, but I think it does. I had a bogey-free round going, and I shanked it just straight into the woods. So I was like, well, there goes par. And then I ripped one right down the middle hit it up onto the slope. And this thing's coming down, and I'm like, it's going to go right by the pin. So I'm yelling for it to go in. And you know how it goes. You yell for it to go in, and it never goes in. And this one was rolling down, and it hit the pin and dropped in. And there was an explosion, the biggest party I've ever seen for a par, ever. And I was part of it, so that was pretty awesome. But we have no aces yet. A lot of close calls. I mean, I don't think we've seen any lip out, but we've seen a couple inches and close calls, but I mean, a lot of people are forecasting an ace sometime on the RGV Tour over the next year, and we still got a lot of time left and a lot of par threes left, maybe it's par four. So
yeah,
it's out there. I'm gonna try to find it.
I would love to be a part of that at some point if we get the chance to tee it up again, maybe on your way back. That's Patrick Koenig. If you do anything, first, donate some money to him because he's doing this for the First Tee of Seattle and it's awesome, and second is follow him on Instagram. It's PJ Koenig, Koenig, and he's unbelievable with photography, and he takes pictures of all these golf courses, and when you play with him, he will be carrying his camera to the green on a lot of holes, and he will be taking some awesome photos, and if you're really nice, he might send them to you so you can post them on your own Instagram. Patrick, I appreciate it. I love what you're doing. I think it's incredibly cool. I'm incredibly jealous. I'm not sure I could do it. I don't think I have the same passion and maybe self-discipline as you do. But it was fun to be a part of, and I hope that everything continues to go well, and I hope somebody makes an ace, and I hope that somebody is you.
Well, thanks so much, Shane. It's been a pleasure to be in the clubhouse.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
Well, I hope you enjoyed that chat with Patrick Koenig. I just love what he's doing. Make sure you follow him on all the social media channels. Follow his podcast. He's doing a great job. He is doing everything that a lot of people wish they could do as they sit at their desk and listen to this. So kudos to him. The guy is living it right now, and he's living it the right way. And a reminder, I told you about the Ogio backpacks. Well, listen, you need to go check them out. They're unbelievable. My favorite is the Renegade. It's perfect for summer. It's perfect for every summer. I recommend Ogio backpacks. They make the best in the world, and special for listeners of this here Clubhouse podcast. You can celebrate back the summer with Ogio by saving 25% on all backpacks on Ogio.com. with the promo code Clubhouse. Ogio, the world's best bags. I mentioned it, I got a lot of podcasts coming up as we get nearer and nearer the U.S. Open. I'll be a busy man on the road, but I'm not going to forget about you guys. So appreciate you listening. Thanks to our friends at teeoff.com. We will be back early next week with Joe Buck to chat about Shinnecock Hills and the USGA season as we fast approach it. Make sure you get out over the weekend and play some golf, make some birdies, and we will check back with you early next week.